The A's and the Rangers on Wednesday. Let's pick it up bottom one. A's get right to work against Martin Perez.
And now the pitch to Healy by Perez. And that swung on line to center, a base hit. And the A's take a 1-0 lead. Scoring is Rajay Davis. Chris Davis goes to second. And Ryan Healy was with his third hit of the series. Here in the bottom of the first, the A's take a 1-0 lead. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and swung on line to right center field. Long run, nobody's going to get it, and that's going to the wall. Scoring is Chris Davis. Healy to third, they're going to wave him. He's around third. He's going to score without a throw on a ringing two-base hit out to right center field by Josh Fegley. And here on the bottom of the first, it's 3-0 Athletic. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and swung on and bounced up the middle, back a second. Rosales, a full spin, a throw, and it's dug out by Alonso. What a play on both ends, and that's out number one.
And Rosie's got the smile. Every time he does something, he's got a big, big smile, and why not? That's a great play. Didn't have to leave his feet. Just picked it, 360, and picking it on the other end was Alonso.
And the right-hander throws, and Chris hits a deep drive into right center. Gomez going back in the alley. He will turn and watch it fly. And number seven this year for Chris Davis. And the A's take a 6-1 lead. Again, opposite field power. Right center field for Chris Davis.
That man is strong.
Here's a drive to left center by Pinder up the alley. This headed for the wall, and it is gone. A line drive laser home run just to the right of the 388 mark in left center field by Chad Pinder, and the A's have taken a 7-1 lead.
That was a rocket, and a fastball down and in, pulled the hands in and crushed it.
Six innings of one-run ball from Jesse Hahn and three home runs from the A's offense all added up to a 9-1 win against the Rangers on Wednesday. Here is Oakland skipper Bob Melvin.
It was huge, and it really lets the starting pitcher go out there at a time when sometimes it's tough to get into your rhythm and you don't have the pressure to do it. So I've said often starting pitchers maybe struggle a little bit early in the game when you have a 4-run lead. Man, you can go out there, you know, you can throw the ball over the plate, make them hit it, and Jesse did a nice job with that. Yeah, he's keeping the ball down a little bit more. So early in the game, was a little bit up in the zone, but he had a much better mix of pitches today, whether it was curveball, his changeup's been a big pitch for him the last couple of games, and keeps everybody off what usually is his premium pitch, is the sinker. So at times when he doesn't have his best fastball, you know, location-wise, and he's throwing his other pitches, it makes his fastball that much better. And I think his breaking stuff really kind of made his day today. Pinder's a guy we've been trying to – been itching to get him in the lineup. You know, he's had such a wonderful career in our system, especially swinging the bat and you know, getting him in, you know, where we try to pick some good matchups for him. He's really shown what we saw in development. Now, his bat's probably a little ahead of his glove, and he's working hard on his defense, but he took some good swings today, and when he squares it up, goes a long way. It's tough to hit a ball on a line to center field at our place, whether it's day or night, and hit it out at that trajectory.
The A's continue their homestand against the Mariners on Thursday. The Rangers return home. They'll take on the Royals.